This sixth parak is going to focus on various animals, categories of animals that cannot be brought as korbanos. Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Kol ha'asurin al gal be'amizbeach, all these classifications, categories of animals that we'll see shortly, we'll list them out, that cannot be brought as korbanos. They can literally not be brought on the mizbeach. If they were mixed in with other animals that are kosher to be brought, osrin kol shehen, even if it's just one of these inappropriate, disqualified animals that got mixed in with even 1,000, 2,000 kosher animals, because everyone, each one now is a suffix, maybe that's the one that is disqualified, none of them can be brought as a korban. And here's the list, and we are going to list out a number of items now, and then in the seifa of the Mishnah, we're going to start describing, going into more detail on each of them, and that will continue going forward in our parak. So the Mishnah continues. Number one, that's prohibited, haroveya, that is an animal that sodomized a person, vahanirba, that is an animal that was sodomized by a person, vahamukta, that is an animal that was designated for use in avodah zarah, but it has not been used yet, for example, all to be brought as a korban to an avodah zarah, but it has not been brought yet. Vehaneva, that is an animal that was actually used in avodah zarah, so that has already been used. That's ne'evad. Ve'etnan, it's also called ve'etnan zona, is a payment that is given to a harlot, somebody who is prohibited to you, so a woman who is prohibited to a man on a d'oraisa level, and for her services, he paid her, for example, a lamb. So now that lamb has been paid for harlotry, for prostitution, so that animal cannot be used as a korban. That is called ve'etnan. Mechir is if somebody exchanges an animal, kosher animal, for example, a lamb that could have been brought on the mizbeach, but he exchanged it for a dog. That will disqualify the animal. V'hakilayim, it's a mixed breed animal. For example, it's a baby made from the cohabitation of a goat and a sheep together. So that mixed breed animal, that kilayim, cannot be brought as a korban. V'hatreifa, an animal that has a certain type of blemish that makes it a treifa. Some explain it will not live out the year, so that will invalidate it from being brought as on the mizbeach. And different explanations on this. How can you not see? How can you not tell if it's mixed in a lot of other animals? How can you not tell? So some explain that it's actually this child, the offspring of a treifa, and the like. V'yotze dofen, and also an animal born by C-section would be invalid to be brought as a korban. And now we're going to start going through the details of what each of these are. Ezehu muksa. So the first one on the list, actually it was the third one on the list that we brought, was hamukta. And what does that mean? Hamukta l'avodah zarah, an animal that's been designated for use in avodah zarah. And the Mishnah tells us, because it has not been worshipped yet, who asur, just the animal itself, is going to be disqualified from being brought on the mizbeach. However, masha'Allah, mutar, anything on it, for example, if it has a covering on it, a blanket on it, a decoration on it, something decorative on it, that will not be prohibited because it has not been worshipped yet. So the animal has been designated, the animal is disqualified, not what's on it. On the other hand, ezehu ne'evad, when we ask the next question, the next on the list is something that has already been worshipped, so says, what is ne'evad kol she'ovdimoso, that has already been worshipped. Accordingly, here we have a difference between the first category that we listed above, the muksa, and the ne'evad. The muksa, we said that only the animal is prohibited, not what is upon it. However, a ne'evad, if it's already been worshipped, hu umash alavas, or not only the animal itself, but what is upon it as well, because that also has been worshipped, that will be disqualified from being brought. For example, you're not going to bring something that's on it onto the mizbeach, but it could be that you would sell a gem that's on it and use the money to be brought as a korban, or if it was of gold and you would want to use it to decorate the base of mikdash, that would be disqualified as well. Now, having said that, zev zev mutarim ba'achila, the animals, both the muksa animal, that's the animal that was designated for avodah zarah, and the actually worshipped, the ne'evad animal, it was worshipped for avodah zarah. The animal itself is permitted to be eaten for chulin purposes, not to be brought as a korban, but for chulin purposes. It turns out then that when it comes to the ne'evad category, we said that if something was worshipped, that the animal and what is on it is prohibited to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, but the animal itself is permitted to be eaten. However, we're stricter when it comes to what is upon that animal. What is upon that animal is prohibited to have any benefit, not talking about on the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, but even an individual cannot have any hana from what is on that animal. And the animal itself, that is an exception to the rule that something that has been worshipped, typically it becomes Asra Bahana. The exception is a live animal does not become Asra Bahana, and that's why it ends off on this Mishnah here saying, when it comes to the muks animal, and not only the muks animal, but also the ne'evad animal as well, and this is the chiddush, that it is not usur bahana because it is a live animal. Mishnah Beis continues defining the list of what we saw in the first Mishnah of the types, the categories of animals that are prohibited to be brought as karbonos. And the Mishnah says, Mishnah Beis asks as follows, Ezehu esnan, what is the esnan? We said it's also called esnan zona, esnan meaning a payment given to a harlot, a person who one is biblically prohibited to. So this is what it is, ha'omer lezona. Somebody says to a harlot, hai leich, take for you this lamb in payment of your services. Afilu meya, even 100 kulam asurim, all of them are prohibited. What does that mean, afilu meya? So it's talking about that they had bartered for a payment, for example, of one lamb. I'm going to pay you one lamb, and in the end of the day, he paid more. He gave, for example, 100. He gave a tip, a bonus of a lot more. They are all going to be prohibited, even though the payment, the required initial payment that they agreed to was only going to be one, but because he actually paid more than that, all of it is going to be included in the category of esnan, a payment to a zona that would be prohibited, disqualified from being brought as a korban. Vechein, and we have a similar case, ha'omer l'chaveru, if somebody says to somebody else, we have two people, two Jews, Jew A, Jew B, and one of them owns a Canaanite slave, and one of them owns a Jewish slave, a male. And they strike a deal between them. V'chein omer l'chaveru, somebody says, one A says to B, hei lecha taleze, you take this tale v'salin shivchascha eitzel avdi, and why don't we take it? A has the eved, the Jewish slave, and B has the Canaanite female slave, and A says to B, take this payment of this lamb, and let your female Canaanite slave spend the night with my Jewish slave. Rebbe Omer Eino Esnan. Rebbe is of the view that this is not included in the category of Esnan, a payment for a harlot that would disqualify the animal that is paid from being used as a korban. V'chachamim omrim esnan. Chachamim disagree. They say it is esnan. This is a payment for harlotry and would be disqualified. And the rationale for the chachamim. There is an interesting halacha that if somebody has a Jewish slave, a male Jewish slave, and he has a wife, and for example, has a wife, has kids, so he is permitted to give that Jewish slave a Canaanite female slave. He is permitted in order to have more children, etc. However, Chachamim are of the view that that only applies if that Jewish slave has his own wife. However, if he doesn't have his own wife, then the owner is not permitted to give a Canaanite slave, a female Canaanite slave, to his Jewish male slave. That would be prohibited. And accordingly, we're talking about in this Mishnah, according to Chachamim, where we have a Jewish slave who does not have a wife, and accordingly giving him the Shivcha Canaanis, this non-Jewish female Canaanite slave, would be a prohibited relationship, and accordingly, when he barters for it, he agrees with B that he's going to pay a tale, he's going to pay a lamb in order for the female slave to spend the night, spend time with his own slave. That would be included in Esnan, and that would be a disqualifying factor that would disqualify the animal from being brought as a korban on the Mizbeach. Mishnah Gimel continues defining the list of items that we saw at the beginning of Mishnah Aleph. These are the categories of animals that are disqualified from being brought as korbanos. Mishnah Gimel asks as follows, Ezu Mechir Kelev, what is this? Bartering for a Kelev, paying, swapping for a Kelev when you have a Taleh, when you have a lamb. So it says that, Omer Lechaveru, A says to B, Hei Lecha Taleh Zeh, take from me my lamb, Tachas Kelev Zeh, and will barter it for your kelev. So A has a taleh, he has a lamb, B has a kelev, has a dog, and they barter one for the other. That taleh that would otherwise be permitted to be brought as a korban will now be invalidated because it was bartered for, it was exchanged for a dog. V'chein shnei shutafim shechalku. Similar concept or the same concept when we have two partners when they are dividing up what they owned together. So if we have two partners and they own assets together and they're dividing the assets, echad natal asar, and one of them takes, for example, 10 lambs. The echad natal tisha v'kelev, and the other one takes for himself 9 lambs and a dog. And what we're talking about in this situation is that that dog is of more value than any one of the 10 lambs that one partner is taking. So let's say we have A, partner A, who is taking 10 lambs, and we have partner B, who is taking, instead of 10 lambs, 9 lambs and a dog. And that dog has more value. In that situation, because that dog has more value, if it were not the case, we'll start with the other case, that if that kelev didn't have that much value, in other words, there was an animal that was worth more than the kelev. Partner A, who got 10, one of those animals, at least one, if not more, is worth more than the kelev. Then we look at it as if that kelev is bartered for that most expensive animal, and that would simply invalidate that one most expensive animal from the 10 that A has. However, now that the kelev, that dog, is worth more than all of the 10 animals that are being taken by A, the way we have to look at it is that each of the animals, each of the 10, has a part of the value in the kelev versus it. So each of them, part of it was exchanged for that kelev, for that dog, and accordingly, all 10 of them are going to be invalidated. So let's see that insight. We have two partners. They're dividing their assets between them. A, Echad Natal Asara, he took 10 lambs. The Echad and B took Natal Tishak, the kelev, and he took 9 and a kelev. In this instance, Shekneged HaKelev, the A's 10 lambs, Asurim, all of them are going to be invalidated from being brought as a korban. She'im HaKelev, however, B, who has 9 that is together with the kelev, mutari, none of his will be invalidated because we don't look at it as if any of those are swapped for the dog. But we do look at it as if all 10 of A's are being swapped for at least a portion of that dog. And now what we've said so far, and this is based on the pasuk in Dvarim Chaf Gimel, read it, Lotzavi Esnan Zona, Umechir Kelev Beis Hashem Elokecha, it's not permitted to bring this Esnan Zona, which is that harlot's payment, and also not only that, it says the second thing we've been talking about in this Mishnah, Umechir Kelev, which is the exchanged Taleh, the exchanged animal for the dog, it was bartered, don't bring it as a korban, and then it says Gam Shneim, this applies to both of them. So now what we're saying in the balance of this Mishnah is when we say that it's prohibited to exchange for a harlot, that's a harlot's payment. Or when we say that's the Asnan Zona, or when we say Mechir Kelev, that's the dog's exchange, when you're bartering for that dog, those two are going to be prohibited. However, what happens if we change it around a little bit? How about if we say Esnan Kelev? If somebody now is not swapping a tale, a lamb, in order to have services from a harlot, but to have services, to have relations with the dog. So somebody negotiates with somebody else, I'll give you this tale, you give me the services of your dog. Or alternatively, Umechir Zona. And Mechir Zona is the person is going to pay a lamb not for services of a zona, which is prohibited, but rather is going to use a lamb to pay to purchase that Shifcha Kananis, to purchase that non-Jewish slave, so she has the status of a zona. Are those also going to be prohibited? So the Mishnah says no. Hareilu Mutarim, these two will not invalidate the animal that is paid. So you're using the animal to pay for the services, to have relations with a kelev, or in order to purchase a shivcha kananis, but not to have relations with a shivcha kananis. These animals would not be invalidated. Why? Because the pasuk says shenemar shnayim v'lo arba. When the pasuk that we read before, it says don't bring an esnan zona and don't bring a mechir kelev to the base of Hashem Elokecha as a korban, that's a toeva, that's a disgrace. It says gam shnehem. When it says gam shnehem, it's limiting it to only those two are considered a toeva, but not the other scenarios that we just mentioned in our Mishnah here. V'lo arba, so it's limited to the harlots of payment, that's the esnan zona, it's limited to the mechir kelev, the exchange for the dog, but not the other two examples that we had in our Mishnah now. And in addition, It's only the taleh, when you have a lamb and you barter it for the harlot, for the services of the harlot. Or when you have that taleh and you barter it, you exchange it for a dog. It's only that taleh, that animal itself, that's going to be prohibited. But vladosei and mutarin. However, if that animal gives birth, for example, you have that taleh that was paid for the services of a harlot. Or if you have that taleh, that lamb that was paid, that was exchanged for a dog, and they gave birth, the vladosei and the offspring is going to be mutar. Why? Mutarin shenemar hen. When it says in the pasuk gam shnehem, when we limited it to both, it didn't say just gam shneim. It said shnehem, both of them. And the limud in our mishnah is shenemar hem. The animals themselves, the taleh, the lambs themselves are going to be prohibited. The ones that were exchanged and used for payment. The love vladosei. However, if they have offspring, the offspring will not be disqualified to be brought as korbanos on the mizbeach. Mishnah Dala continues talking about the esnan zonah and the mechir kelev. The esnan zonah is if somebody swaps for the services of a zona, of a harlot, a taleh, a kosher animal that otherwise could be brought as a korban, that becomes disqualified. Or if he barters a taleh, that kosher animal that otherwise could have been brought as a korban, he barters it for a dog, both of those will disqualify that animal from being brought as a korban. However, says the Mishnah, nasan laksafim, if the person, in order to pay for the services of the harlot or to buy the dog, gave money, and the money that he gave would be used to purchase an animal to be used as a korban, hare elu mutarin, that money is permitted. So it's only when you actually do the swap, the exchange with the animal itself that would be used as a korban that disqualifies the animal. But if money is used, that money thereafter can indeed be used to purchase an animal to be brought as a korban. Yenos shmanim uslasos, if the person doing the exchange or the purchase uses wine or shemen, which is oil, or soles, which is flour. Each of those could be used as nesachim, as part of various types of korbanos. And in addition, not only those, v'choldava shekayotze bokara v'algabe al-mizbech, and anything that would be used on the mizbech, for example, salt is used, wood to burn the korbanos, the ketores, the incest, all of those and more, that would be us, or that would be prohibited. Those would become disqualified for you. So in other words, what we're saying is, if it's money, that would be acceptable. The money would not be disqualified, but any item, not only an animal used directly as a korban, but other items that would be used as well in the service on the Mizbeach would also become disqualified if they were used to pay the harlot or to pay for the dog, to barter for the dog. Nasala mukdashim, if the person used something that was hekdesh. So, for example, had a korban pesach and says, I'll give you a part of my korban pesach, you can join me on my korban pesach. So he was using an item that was already designated, already consecrated to the base of mikdash. Hare elu mutarim, that will not disqualify that animal that is already hekdesh. And the rationale here is because there's a concept that you cannot prohibit something that is not yours. This item, even if it's just a korban pesach that you still have ownership in, you could sell rights for other people to join in that korban pesach. It doesn't matter because it's already been consecrated. You can no longer disqualify it from being used as hekdesh, being used for the Beis HaMikdash. So that would be permitted, even if he does the despicable act of exchanging it for a dog or for paying the services of a harlot. That would not disqualify something that is already hekdesh. Ophos, we are now talking about chulin birds, and there are only two types of birds that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash for korbanos, turtle doves and pigeons. If the person would use chulin, non-sanctified ophos birds, in order to exchange it for the zona or to barter it for the caliph, for the dog, hare elu asurin, those would be prohibited as well. So we're not only talking about the taleh, the animal that would be used as a korban that becomes disqualified when it's used, but we're talking about ophos, these birds, the turtle doves and the pigeons as well. So why do we have to say that? And now we're going to see that it could have been that we would have had a kal vachomer to teach us that if you use ophos, if you would use birds, they would not become disqualified. disqualified. We would have thought that you can continue using them. They don't become disqualified. Only animals would. And now we're coming to teach us that in fact, the case is, despite that kal vachomer that we could have learned that birds do not become disqualified, truth be told, there is a pasuk that teaches us that birds, just like the animals, do become disqualified when they are used as esnan or a zona and mechir for a kelev. So the Mishnah says as follows, Shaya Bedin, we would have thought to say a kal vachomer. And the kal vachomer on a high level is as follows. When it comes to consecrated animals, they easily become disqualified. Easily to disqualify a consecrated animal, and accordingly, that's why they would become invalidated when they are used to exchange for a zona or a kelev. But when it comes to birds, they are not easily disqualified. We would have thought that they cannot be disqualified when it is used in exchange for a zona services or to buy a kelev. Kamash Balan, that's not the case. The pasuk teaches us that in fact, not only animals, but the birds become disqualified as well. So this goes as follows. Shayabedin, this is the kal vachomer inside. Ma'im ha-mukdashim. We would have thought when it comes to mukdashim, we're talking about consecrated animals, an animal that was consecrated to be brought as a korban, shamum poselbayim, that if it has a permanent blemish, it disqualifies an animal from being brought as a korban. Ein esnan umechir chal aleihem, because it's already hekdesh, it's an animal that's already hekdesh, the prohibition of esnan and mechir do not fall upon them, they are hekdesh already. So we see here that when it comes to an animal that is hekdesh, or just in general an animal, the mum will become disqualified, the mum will disqualify the animal, but despite that, esnan and the mechir do not disqualify when you have an animal that's already hekdesh. When it comes to ofos, when it comes to a bird that is chuli, not a hektish bird, but a chulin bird, she'ena mum posel bahem, that a mum would not disqualify birds. Birds only, the mum only disqualifies an animal, but not a bird. So we see here that a bird is difficult to disqualify from being brought as a korban. Shouldn't we say kal vachomer einu bedin? Shouldn't it certainly be the case shelo yehei esnan u'mechir chalaleim, that if the esnan and mechir doesn't fall on the animal when it's hekdesh, kal vachomer, it's not going to fall on a bird that's chulin because the bird is difficult to disqualify. In fact, that is not a valid kal vachomer, or at least maybe it's a valid kal vachomer, but it gets overridden by the pasuk tamu lomar lechol neder. In the pasuk talking about the esnan zona mechir kelev, it says you shall not bring a harlot's payment or dog's exchange for any vow. It says lechol neder. The havi es ha'of, that is coming to include the off. So neder itself is talking about an animal that is made, that is consecrated to the base of mikdash, and it says the word lechol neder, any neder to include a bird as well, that they would be invalidated, disqualified as well when you use a bird to pay for the services of a harlot or to exchange it for a dog. Mishnah Hay builds on what we saw at the end of Mishnah Gimel, that despite the fact that the animal that is used for esnan zona to pay for the first services of a harlot or bartered to mechir kelev, it's bartered for a dog, despite the fact that the animal itself is now disqualified to be used as a korban on the mizbeach, but if they have offspring, Vladosein Mutarin, the offspring would be permitted to be used as a korban. And if we note, though we are now only talking about two of the many classifications of disqualifications we had listed in Mishnah Aleph, for example, an animal that was sodomized. And the question that we grapple with in this Mishnah is, how about the rest of those? When they have offspring, is it just the mother that's going to be disqualified, or is it going to be the offspring as well? So the Mishnah says as follows, Kola Asurin Agabe Amizbeach, the list of items that we brought, the list of situations that happen to animals that we list in the Mishnah Aleph that would disqualify the mother from being brought as a korban, Vlado Sayin, in fact, Mutarin, the offspring are going to be permitted. Just like with the Esnan Zona and the Mechir Kelev, that the offspring are permitted, so to hear offspring is permitted. Vlad trefa, however, when it comes to the offspring of an animal that's a trefa, trefa is an animal that has a serious defect. It will not be able to live out the year. Rabbi Eliezer Omer lo yikrav al gabe mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer is of the view that even the vlad, the offspring, cannot be brought as a korban. V'chachamim omrim yikrav. Chachamim say it's just like everything else. It can be brought on the mizbeach. And the machlokas is explained in the Gemara. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer k'shreira shiyan kamina trefa. If you have a kosher animal that was nursing from a non-kosher animal, psula mal gabe amizbech, that kosher animal is disqualified as well from being brought as a korban. The Bartanur says that this is actually a limited disqualification. It's talking about within 24 hours of having nursed, that milk is still being digested. That is when that kosher animal is being disqualified from being brought as a korban. But after that 24 hours, then it would be permitted. The Mishnah completes with an important concept. When we have an animal that was hektish, for example, you have korban shlamim and it gets a mum. We're talking about a disqualifying blemish. It gets a mum. That mum, if it's a disqualifying blemish, it invalidates it from being brought as a korban, but a person is permitted to eat it after that animal is redeemed from hektish. So you redeem it, you pay the money to the Beis HaMikdash, the animal becomes chulin, it's permitted to shech that animal and to eat it. Not a problem whatsoever, because that was an invalidating mum. That mum does not disqualify the animal from being brought by being eaten by people. However, if the animal is a trefa, so it was hektesh, and not that it got a disqualifying mum, disqualifying blemish, but it became a trefa. Trefa means that it's not going to be able to live. It's not going to be able, for example, to live out 12 months, the year. A trefa is not permitted for people to eat. So even if you would redeem it from the Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat it because it's a trefa, and the whole use that you would have from it is to feed it to your dogs because people can't eat it. But as we'll learn shortly in this Mishnah, you're not permitted to redeem an animal to be feeding it to the dogs. To redeem an animal from Hekdesh, that would be a disgrace to the meat, even though it's been redeemed, but you're not allowed to do that to feed it to dogs based on a drush and a pasuk. So, al kola kodshim shenasu trefa, anything that was a hektesh that was owned by the Beis HaMikdash, it was designated as a korban, and it became a trefa there afterward. So even if it's redeemed, you can't eat it. So accordingly, ein podimo. So you're not permitted to redeem it. Why? Because the only reason you would redeem it is to feed it to the dogs. That's not permitted. Shein podim es hakodashim, v'achilan leklavim. You're not permitted to redeem something that was hekdesh in order to feed it to the dogs. What has to happen is you just have to let it graze, feed it, let it graze until it passes away by itself. But we have no other use for it, other than just letting it graze and live out its years.